AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Russian President Vladimir Putin used a major patriotic holiday to again justify his war in Ukraine, but did not declare even a limited victory or signal where the conflict was headed as his forces pressed their offensive with few signs of significant progress. Ukraine's armed forces released footage said to show a Russian tank destroyed by Ukrainian forces, while Russian forces appear to have shelled a school in the eastern part of Ukraine.
The T-90 is a third-generation Russian battle tank, an advanced version of the T-series designed in the Soviet Union. The victory parade in Moscow includes the T-90 and some of the weaponry now used on the battlefield against Ukraine. Meanwhile, satellite images analyzed by the Associated Press confirm that a school in eastern Ukraine, where some 60 people are feared killed in a Russian strike, has been destroyed. The photos taken by Planet Labs PBC show the school standing on Saturday, while an image taken on Sunday shows the building flattened. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Wall Street is tumbling today toward its lowest point in more than a year. There are new worries about China's economy. It's piling on top of markets already battered by rising interest rates. Authorities in Shanghai have again tightened antivirus restrictions, just as the city in China was emerging from a month of strict lockdown due to the coronavirus outbreak. Notices issued in several districts said residents were ordered to stay home as part of a quiet period lasting at least until Wednesday. Authorities have been gradually lifting isolation rules on the city's 25 million residents. But these new orders appear to be returning conditions to those at the early stage of the outbreak. The son and namesake of ousted Philippine dictator Ferdinand Marcos took a commanding lead in an unofficial count of more than 60% of the votes in the presidential election in the deeply divided Asian democracy. This is AP News. An opera student from Ukraine, stranded in the United States, is using music to help her country. Anya Nakonechna has lived off and on in Ukraine, most recently as an opera student at the Lviv National Music Academy. She was at home in a Milwaukee suburb during winter break when the war in Ukraine broke out.
We're thousands of miles away and we feel every single bomb landing.
Nakonechna has organized benefit concerts.
I feel like creating beauty out of all of these horrors are very convincing to people. They bring the message out faster.
Nakonechna says heartbreaking isn't even the word to try to describe this.
All because I'm Ukrainian. Because we're at this point. That is what this federation is trying to do. It's trying to wipe us out.
Her grandparents, aunts and uncles and cousins are still in Ukraine. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.